play by play.
Action at home or away.
Local sports favorites are here on the Breeze 94.5.
Well, good evening, everyone, and get ready for some fantastic high school volleyball action tonight. From Donovan Trumbull High School, the Cardinals play host to the St. Cecilia Hawkettes in a volleyball matchup that has so many storylines. It is going to be well worth your while to check out tonight's game on the Breeze 94.5 and KLIQFM.com. Rob Osmond here with you, getting ready for what could be a pretty historical moment by high school volleyball standards. In all seriousness and all that drama aside, tonight is a huge night for St. Cecilia. It's also a huge night for Donovan Trumbull as the head coach of St. Cecilia. Alan Vancura is going for win number 700 tonight. And tonight he's got a challenge ahead of him, but in 36 years of coaching, Coach Vancura has amassed a record of 699 wins and 219 losses. Not a bad record. He's won 5 state championships along the way. So that is what makes this match exciting. What makes this match even more exciting is the fact that the head coach of Donovan Trumbull, Coach Thera Jones, used to be a player for Coach Vancura back in St. Cecilia many years ago. And we'll go into the details of all that. But it's not a rivalry. Believe it or not, folks, this is not a rivalry. This is a match that has been building for quite some time, and Donovan Trumbull has risen to the top of competitiveness in Class C2 and have completely turned their season around. We'll talk more about that kind of that angle of tonight's storyline in just a brief moment, but first we'll take a quick break. You're listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show brought to you by New Tech Seed, your yield leader, and we'll get right to it right after this. You're listening to High School Volleyball on the Breeze, 94.5 KLIQFM.com.
This is Bob Sherwood from Bambi Carpet and Donovan. With my 35-plus years installing flooring and ongoing training from Mohawk University, our staff and installers know what it takes to get the job done right. Remember us at Bambi Carpet and Donovan, where our service is the difference.
When it comes to your harvest tire needs, you've got a friend in the field. CPI Mr. Tire. The Superfleet Crossbar NY Truck Tire is as low as $132 cash and carry for size 8.25 by 20. Other truck tires, straddle duals, and farm tires are also on sale. CPI Mr. Tire has 9 units to serve you when trouble stops you in the field. CPI Mr. Tire, serving all of South Central Nebraska.
Bank of Donovan wishes the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals the best of luck. Visit the Bank of Donovan for all of your banking, investment, and insurance needs. Bank of Donovan has full-service locations in Donovan, Grand Island, and Hastings. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
New Tech is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back to Donovan Trumbull High School in Donovan, Nebraska. Rob Osmond with you for tonight's matchup between the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals as they play host to the St. Cecilia Hawkettes in a battle that has all kinds of storylines to it. But first, let's kind of break down these teams. The Hastings St. Cecilia, the Hawkettes, come into the contest tonight at 9-2. They are winners of their last 7 in a row, and these are some pretty special girls that are coaching under Coach Allen, or playing under Coach Alan Vancura. They know that they have a top coach, and they have bought completely into the program long ago, and now the rewards of that benefit. And 9-2, their loss, their first loss of the season, came at the hands of Grand Island Central Catholic, who is a top C1, top-rated team. And that was a tough way for St. Cecilia to get started, but it was a perfect measuring stick, and that's the strategy of Alan Vancura. Not afraid to go after those big names and big teams to find out exactly where they are, because I'll bet you By the end of this season, they will be a totally different ball club. Their other loss, the Hawkeyes' other loss, came at the hands of Ord. That was something of a fluke. That was in the Kearney Catholic Invitational. Ord, a very much so underrated team in C1, as sent them after a record of 8-4. But they handled St. Cecilia in two sets, and those are the only two losses for Hastings St. Cecilia. For Donovan Trumbull, they come into the contest 9-3. Now, what is so special about that is Coach Sarah Jones has changed this team around dramatically. Last year, the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals ball club was 3-25, and already they've won three times as many matches as they have all of last year. They are 9-3 and a pretty special bunch of girls, and have just somehow managed to find a way to win. They have bought into her program, and it is a work in progress, but I'll tell you, it is a solid matchup tonight, folks. On paper, this is going to be a tough one to call. You've got the master coach, and you've got the understudy. A lot at stake here, and both sides know full well what is at stake tonight. So this gym is going to be absolutely packed. It is going to be extremely loud, and it is going to be a lot of fun and some serious tight volleyball going to take place here tonight. So if you're out cruising around, you get the opportunity to come out to Donovan Trumbull, please come on out to Donovan High School and check out this match. This is going to be one match for the books that you are definitely going to be one to you're going to want to watch this one. So Donovan Trumbull, the Cardinals back to their record now. They've won four of their last five. They lost to Sandy Creek in the Sandy Creek tournament. They've lost to Harvard, which was kind of a surprise for Donovan Trumbull. And they also lost to Wood River. That is no surprise. Taking a look at some of the rankings around the NSAA ratings came out today from the Lincoln Journal Star. Papillion, La Vista South leads Class A. Grand Island, 6th. Omaha Gross, top team in Class B. Grand Island Northwest is 4th. Grand Island Central Catholic, of course, tops of C1. Sandy Creek, 6th. Kearney Catholic is 8th. Minden is 9th. Thayer Central leads C2. Sutton is 3rd. Cedar Valley's number 1 in D1. Exeter Milligan is 2nd. Axtell, 5th. And Lawrence Nelson leads D2. Loomis is in 5th place. Those are the latest rankings from the Lincoln Star Journal. Minus from all of that, you don't hear from Hastings St. Cecilia, you don't hear from Donovan Trumbull, but I would almost bet you that by the end of the season, you most certainly will hear from these two clubs, because they are both up-and-coming ball clubs. St. Cecilia had a very disappointing year last year and has totally rebounded from that and has rededicated themselves to the program and have put together a pretty solid record as a result of that. And the rest of the schedule could put them to the test, but they look fairly solid in that respect. Donovan Trumbull has already surpassed everything that they had sought, and now they got a taste of it, and they want some more, and they would love nothing better than to delay the celebration of Coach Van Kira to get win number 700. They'd like nothing better than to play spoiler and postpone that until their name is not on the other side of that ledger. And one of those teams that clearly can do that. We are going to take a quick break. When we come back, we will pick up our New Tech Beat pregame show, and we will look at some of the girls and some of the stats that have put both these clubs in the position that they're in. You're listening to High School Volleyball on The Breeze, 94.5 KLIQFM.com.
Rivals Bar and Grill. Fun food, 12 big screen TVs, 8 personal table TVs, daily specials, more than 50 food items. Rivals also has weekend food specials. This weekend it's 3 cuts of prime rib and drink specials. That's this Friday and Saturday night. Check out the jerseys of local and area athletes on the Wall of Honor. Great sports atmosphere, friendly service, delicious food. Join the Rivals team at Rivals Bar and Grill, Osborne Drive East, next to Tractor Supply Company in Hastings. Open 11 a.m. 7 days a week.
Mascotti Health Center proudly supports the St. Cecilia athletes, teams, and coaches. Mascotti Health Center has an integrated team of family physicians and mental health care providers, specializing in family practice and obstetrics, always caring for its current patients and always welcoming new patients. Mascotti Health Center is open from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday. They are stewards of compassionate care at Mascotti Health Center in the Crozier Park Professional Center, 223 East 14th Street, Suite 100 in Hastings. Call Mascotti Health Center, 463-2929.
Celebrating more than 80 years and 3 generations, Vaughn's Printers continues to be your full-service printer, from design and layout to the finished product. Vaughn's Printers assures you workmanship that always satisfies. The printing business has changed, but one thing hasn't. Vaughn's Printers' dedication to quality and service. Make it happen with single-color through four-color process printing at Vaughn's Printers. 222 East Side Boulevard in Hastings. Call 463-7721.
Now's the time to insure your fall-seeded crops. Contact Marty DeMuth, your local Farm Bureau agent in Hastings, before September 30th to protect your crops against low yields and fluctuating prices. Marty can help you determine the right crop insurance products for your farm or ranch. Contact Marty DeMuth in Hastings by September 30th to protect your bottom line with the power of AgMax. AgMax Crop Insurance, underwritten by Western Agricultural Insurance Company, an equal opportunity provider. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC, affiliate Western Agricultural Insurance Company.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back to Donovan High School. Rob Osmond with you on your New Tech Seed pregame show, brought to you by New Tech Seed, your yield leader. Proud sponsors of the KLIQ Game of the Week. And we've got a spectacular game tonight as the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals are hosting the St. Cecilia Hawkettes in a volleyball match that could give Coach Ben Kira his 700th victory, or Donovan Trumbull could turn the table and postpone that and put themselves in line for a vastly improved season. Now, some of the girls that we need to talk about that have risen to the top, that have given these teams some of their big numbers, we wanted to take a quick look at Brooke McWhorter, solid player for Coach Ben Kira. She leads the team in spikes. Good kill. She averages over 17 kills per game. Look for a big night for Brooke McWhorter. Tessa Chalupa leads the team in ace serves. Boy, she has been hot behind the line, the service line for St. Cecilia this year. She has a longest streak of 13 consecutive points for St. Cecilia, a top server for the Hawkettes. Brooke Busboom leads the team in service percentage, 93%. She'll average 14.5 kills per game. Solid player is Brooke Busboom. Morgan Nicola leads the team in blocks. She has, I tell you, really come alive. Morgan Nicola has 26 blocks so far this season. Here's a couple of stats that'll jump at you with Morgan Nicola. She's 5'9". First of all, she doesn't have the height, and she's a freshman. So that speaks volumes for Coach Ben Kira and how he has developed these players. Your top big artist for the Hawkettes, Libby Kissinger, the libero, has 96. So she is looking absolutely fantastic for St. Cecilia. They'll need all of those girls to step up and play well today. For Donovan Trumbull, the Cardinals, Kirsten Sullivan leads the team in kills. She'll share that title, actually, with Molly Gruner, 66 kills on the season thus far. Emily Lineman, a junior, leads the team in service percentage, 94.3%. Molly Gruner, again, leads the team in blocks. She has 15 blocks on the season. Taylor Haydenfeld has 203 digs as the libero for Donovan Trumbull. Okay, time now for your starting lineups as the teams are being introduced. St. Cecilia in their dark blue shirts, black pants being introduced. The starters for St. Cecilia look like this. On the outside is going to be Brooke McWhorter. She's a 5'9 senior. Brooke Busboom will be the opposite. She's a 5'9 senior as well. In the middle, Caitlin Ernst is a 5'8 junior. Morgan Nicola, a 5'9 freshman, will hold down the middle for the Hawkettes. On the right side will be Tessa Chalupa. She is a 5'6 senior. Abby Jackson, she's the center for the Hawkettes. She'll be tapped heavily tonight. She is a 5'4 senior. And the libero for St. Cecilia, Libby Kissinger, is a 5'5 junior. That is your starting lineup for the St. Cecilia Hawkettes. For Donovan Trumbull, the Cardinals, on the outside will be Kayla Henrick. She is a 5'4 junior. Bailey Rainforth will be her opposite on the outside. She's a 5'5 junior. In the middle will be Kirsten Sullivan. She is a 5'8 sophomore starter. Also in the middle will be Molly Gruner. She's a 5'7 junior. Setterson on the right side will be Emily Lineman. She's a 5'5 junior, and Katie Pfeiffer is a 5'5 junior as well. And your libero, the only senior starter on the squad, is a 5'3 Taylor Haydenfeld. At the libero position, head coach for Donovan Trumbull, Sarah Jones, has rapidly turned this ball club around and gotten ready for some fantastic. They'll need their A game tonight to handle the Hawkettes. Coach Van Kira talking now to Libby Kissinger as we get ready to start tonight's match. Calm, cool as a cucumber, and you figure the guy has spent the better part of 37 years now at the sidelines coaching volleyball. This is his pretty close to 1,000 matches that he has been at the helm and has done an absolutely fantastic job and would like to be rewarded tonight with number 700. That is the big mark tonight. Former player opposite him, Sarah Jones, head coach for the Cardinals. Loved to play that spoiler, has deep respect for Coach Van Kira. No slouch herself on the volleyball court. She played for Coach Van Kira from 1998 to 2000. She also coached St. Cecilia Middle School year and clubs for 5 years for St. Cecilia. She coached at Hastings College as a grad assistant under Coach Abishan from 2006 to 2008. And, boy, that's storyline right there for you. As we prepare to get underway, Donovan Trumbull looks like they will start off the match with the service. And it'll be Emily Lineman back to serve. Donovan Trumbull wearing black shirts with white sleeves and black shorts as well. Emily Lineman set to serve. Three deep are the Hawkettes. We are just about underway. Lineman rears back, stands, pops it over at the long service, and it's going to go just out of bounds. So St. Cecilia strikes first tonight. They're up 1-0. They're going to send Abby Jackson back to set. Running jump serve. Smacks it over. Pops. Dug nicely by Haydenfeld. Pass over to the right side. It's going to be pushed over by Kayla Hendricks now. Hawkettes load up on the left side. Hard shot goes down from McWhorter. It's no good. Covered by the Cardinals. And then in the transition, lost in the backcourt by the Hawkettes. And we're tied up at 1 o'clock, 1 even. Back to serve now, Kayla Hendricks. She's got a running jump serve into the net. It goes, and St. Cecilia will get the service right back, up 2-1 here in the first set. Brooke McWhorter will go back to serve for St. Cecilia. Another powerful service, running jump, high jump. This one goes up, and it goes in the net, and they'll return the favor. And we'll go back to a tied score. Donovan Trumbull back to serve. Taylor Haydenfeld will go back to libero. Stan, she pops, sends it over. Dug down by Kissinger now. Pushed up by Jackson on the left side. Busboom lets it go. Into the net it goes, and it bounces right back to St. Cecilia. And they couldn't keep it on their side, on the other side. Good block by Donovan Trumbull to take the lead now, 3-2. Haydenfeld steps up for serve number two. It's popped over. Kissinger has it. Jackson now in the middle. Works a solid shot down now to Taylor Burke is in. I believe that's Taylor. Check that. That's Caitlin Ernst who sends it over and gets the point for St. Cecilia. She'll pick up the serve as well. Tied at 3 now. Ernst, 5'8 junior, sends it across. Picked up now. Nice on the left side. Hard shot. Ripped down on the left side. Kirsten Sullivan comes up big for the Cardinals and gets it back and takes the 4-3 lead. Donovan Trumbull battling back, staunch at the net, and a solid shot from Kirsten Sullivan. Back to serve now for the Cardinals. Katie Pfeiffer running jump serve. It floats way up and out of bounds, and St. Cecilia will get it back. This match now tied at 4 in the first set. Back to serve now, Tessa Chalupa. Another big running jump serve. She fires it up, drops in nicely. Haydenfeld has it. On the left side, set and shot out of bounds. No good from Emily Lineman. St. Cecilia puts two together, and now they're up by one, 5-4. Second service now coming from Chalupa. Lot of room. Running jump serve. Floats this one across. Picked up nicely by Rainforth. Bailey Rainforth makes a set, and then a solid shot from Kirsten Sullivan sails out of bounds. St. Cecilia now with their biggest lead of the night, 2.64. Chalupa fires one across, off the back fingers, spun off of Rainforth, and into the backcourt it goes. A serve for St. Cecilia now up by 3, 7-4. Chalupa on the right side, runs, jumps, pops it across. Pushed up now, covered on the left side. Shot's going to go over from Linneman. It's going to be covered by St. Cecilia. They'll pass it back now. Loading up are the Cardinals on the left side. Big block by Jackson and Morgan Nicola. Keep it alive. St. Cecilia now working up. Nicola rears back. She pops it down. Haydenforth goes down. Haydenfeld gets it across now, and it's St. Cecilia reloading. Jackson now to Busboom. Busboom hammers it down. Haydenfeld is there for the Cardinals. Block at the net. The return from Rainforth goes right into the meat of St. Cecilia, but the ball bounces out of bounds, and Donovan Trumbull will pick up the point now, trailing by 2, 7-5. Bailey Rainforth back to serve. Midcourt, she drops it across. Kissinger gets it. Jackson has to hustle, but she'll get it across. Nicola throws it in. Free ball for the Cardinals. In the middle now. Hard shot out of bounds. Too much on it from Kirsten Sullivan. St. Cecilia will get the service back now. And a three-point lead. They're up 8-5. Brooke Busboom now for the service. She'll step up. Running jump serve. Punches this one over. Haydenfeld has to come over and help. A free ball now will be sent back by Linneman. Handled by Chalupa on the left side. Hard shot ripped down by McWherter. It's going to be covered by the Cardinals. Free ball now for the Hawks. At the net, Jackson bounces it over, but the Cardinals are there. Good diving effort from Sullivan. Keeps it alive. Hawkettes down the left side. Down hard this time. It finds its mark. Brooke McWherter climbs the ladder and rips it down for the point. It's a four-point St. Cecilia lead up 9-5. Busboom service continues. Lines up on the left side, gets the okay, steps forward, jumps up, pops it across, just clears the net, hits the net, as a matter of fact, but bounces in. She'll get the point. And as quick as that, St. Cecilia now has doubled up on the Cardinals, up 10-5. Substitutions now to the bench. Goes Bailey Rainforth. In her stead, Jordan Brumman, the 5-1 freshman, will line up in the back row on the right side. Busboom sends this one across, picked up by Haydenfeld, pushed over at the net. Quick job, good cover by Kissinger, and the Hawkettes keep it going. Ripped down and firm. Morgan Nicola got some muscle on that ball. Pops it down, and the Cardinals couldn't recover quick enough to make the adjustment. And St. Cecilia now by 6 here in the first. Busboom sends this one across. Picked up, almost knocked out of bounds. Good hustle by the Cardinals, and then pushed over. Nice touch by Brooke McWherter. 5'9 senior just drops it in the empty spot on the Cardinals' side. And the Hawkettes will pick up the point and a 12-5 lead here in the first set. Busboom now switches over to the right side. And we're going to get a timeout called by Donovan Trumbull. 12-5 is our score in the first set. You're listening to High School Volleyball on the Breeze, 94.5 KLIQFM.com.
We're talking with Tom at Burt's Pharmacy in Hastings. We move into the fall season. Tom, there's something new here at Burt's, right?
Yes, Blaine, at Burt's Pharmacy, we now can email or text you when your prescriptions are ready if you would like this new feature. Call us or come see us here at Burt's Pharmacy on 14th. Your health is our number one concern here at Burt's.
Thank you, Tom. That's Tom at Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue. Stop at Burt's Drugstore downtown and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back to Donovan High School. Rob Osmond with you on the KLIQ Volleyball Game of the Week. What a game we've got going on here. 12-5, St. Cecilia leads the first set over Donovan Trumbull. Busboom now continues the service. Haydenfeld makes the return. It'll be a free ball sent back from Emily Linneman. Horn blows, but the play continues now as McWherter sends one over all along the net. Good play. Emily Linneman sent one into the net, and it just rolled over, ran along the length of the net, drops into the court, and Donovan Trumbull will pick up the service now. Trailing by 6, 12-6, back to serve now is Kirsten Sullivan, running jump serve. She rips this one across right down the line, finds the empty spot on the net, point Cardinals. That's how you reestablish some authority on the service line. I tell you, Kirsten Sullivan just ripped that down, and it just sailed right down for the eighth. Running jump serve one more time. Tries for the same spot. This one's going to kick the net and bounce out of bounds. Angle not quite there. St. Cecilia will get the service back up 13-7. Back to serve now is Morgan Nicola. Nicola rips this one across side to side, but it's covered by the Cardinals. On the left side now over by Molly Gruner, handled by the Hawkettes now. On the left side, McWhirter rips one down. It's got too much muscle on it. Out of bounds it goes. And it's 13-8. Donovan Trumbull picks the service back up again. Emily Linneman works her way into the service rotation, fires it across from the right side. Picked up by Chalupa to Jackson. Ripped down, covered. Good shot by Caitlin Ernst, but the Cardinals were there. Jackson now for the Hawkettes on the left side. McWhirter gets it. Big block in the middle by Donovan Trumbull. She'll load up again. This time she'll go deep, and it's going to go off the hands of Taylor Haydenfeld. McWhirter got that one to go. Up 14-8 now are the Hawkettes. Abby Jackson now completes the rotation for the Hawkettes. Midcourt running jump serve. Pops it across. Haydenfeld goes down to get it. Set by Linneman and hammered on the left side and brought right back. Quick defensive move. Good block by the Hawkettes as they continue now to load up here in the middle. Hard shot goes from Morgan Nicola. And now it's the Cardinals regrouping. Here's Hawkettes. McWhirter sends it across. It's hard but covered by Rainforth. And here come the Cardinals. Back set attempted from Katie Pfeiffer. Didn't get enough on it. And St. Cecilia picks up the point now. Up 15-8 in the first set. Jackson nails one across. Haydenfeld gets it for the Cardinals. Now back set works this time. Big block at the net. Caitlin Ernst was there, and along with her, Brooke McWhirter, to bat that one back. And into the net are the Cardinals. That's the call. Denise Teeter, the net minder tonight, calls the Cardinals into the net. St. Cecilia picks up the point, 16-8 now. It's an 8-point Hawkett lead. Jackson fires one into the net. This one goes, a rare miscue for the 5-4 senior. We'll turn it over. 16-9 now. The Cardinals trying to battle back. Kayla Hendricks, 5-4, outside hitter, steps up, drives this one right into the net, and those are the service errors that are cost you in the long run. 17-9. St. Cecilia driving. Brooke McWhirter floats this one across, handled easily by the Cardinals now on the right side. Hard shot, but there in the block it. Brooke Busboom was right there at the net. We've got a timeout on the court. 18-9 is our score in the first set. St. Cecilia on top. You're listening to High School Volleyball in the Breeze, 94.5 KOLIQFM.com.
When it comes to your Harvest Tire needs, you've got a friend in the field with CPI and Mr. Tire. Flat Out On Farm Tire Service helps keep harvest on schedule. CPI Mr. Tire serving all of South Central Nebraska.
CPI Mr. Tire has a right tire for you.
This is Bob Sherwood from Bambi Carpet and Donovan. With my 35-plus years installing flooring and ongoing training from Mohawk University, our staff and installers know what it takes to get the job done right. Remember us at Bambi Carpet and Donovan, where our service is the difference.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back to Donovan Trumbull High School. Boswin with you. Big media day, you can imagine, as a lot of our local media are here. The Tribune is here. KHAS TV is there. Ed Littler, as a matter of fact, sports director at KHAS, is getting a shot of Alan Van Cura, coach of St. Cecilia. Just another day in the office, Coach Van Cura. Back to work now. Brooke McWhirter sends it across, and out of bounds it goes. So the timeout works for Donovan Trumbull. 18-10, St. Cecilia still on top. Taylor Haydenfeld, the libero for Donovan Trumbull, sends this one across, picked up by Kissinger on the left side, loading up for the Hawkettes, and the Busboom lets it go, and it's going to be too tough to return into the net for the Cardinals. Point, St. Cecilia now up 19-10 in the first set. Caitlin Ernst, 5'8 junior, rears back, pops this one across down the right side, picked up by the Cardinals now. Hard shot. Sullivan was trying to work her way through the block and paid more attention to the blockers and send this one right into the net. 20-10 is our score. Ernst fires it across, picked up by the Cardinals now, working the right side now. Off the block, knocked out of bounds. Good effort all the way around. Katie Pfeiffer got the better of that block and picked up the point for Donovan Trumbull. Now it's 20-11. Pfeiffer now inherits the serve. She brings this one across. Bus boom, handles nicely. Jackson now goes to the right side. Chalupa tried to work her way to the right side, but the set too deep and almost into the side post was Tessa Chalupa, and she'll yield the point. 20-12 now is our score. Service up, Busboom handles. Kissinger works right back to Busboom. Busboom rears back off the block. Haydenfeld there to cover for the Cardinals now, loading up across the middle. Pass from Jackson now, the Hawkettes in the middle. Hard shot down to the court. It goes Morgan Nicola. Boy, I tell you, as a freshman, she has incredible presence on the court, rips that down to the empty spot. Point St. Cecilia, it's 21-12 in the first set. 9-point lead for the Hawkettes. Chalupa rips this one across. Haydenfeld gets it now into the left side and knocked out of bounds. Good effort. Linneman tried to work her way around. It couldn't get through, and it sails deep. It's 22-12. St. Cecilia up by 10. Chalupa. Jump serve, rips it across, picked up nicely by Rainforth. And it's going to be a free ball sent back over by the Cardinals. Jackson now works to Busboom. Busboom dinks it over there to cover was Rainforth. And now Rainforth rears back. She pops it. Big block by Nicola on the right side trying it. This one gets past Nicola. Diving. Chalupa can't get to it. And the Cardinals will pick up the point, get the serve. Down 22-13. Back to serve, Bailey Rainforth, a 5'5 junior, rears back, pops this one across, clears midcourt. Kissinger has it, pass to Jackson. Busboom lets it fly. Haydenfeld there to cover for the Cardinals now, and they'll send the free ball over. Kissinger to Jackson to Busboom at the net. Down it goes. Point St. Cecilia, 23-13. St. Cecilia on top by 10 once again. Busboom to serve. On the right side, comes forward, maintains her concentration, floats it across, covered by the Cardinals. Working the right side down the line, good quick shot from Katie Sullivan, but the Hawkettes were there. Shot hard from McWhirter, goes into the net, doesn't get the roll, and Hawkettes will turn over the service. 23-14, Donovan Trumbull back to serve now. Kirsten Sullivan, 5'8", sophomore, pops this one across, Kissinger. Pass from Jackson now over to the right side. Nicola had a hand on it. It's covered by the Cardinals. Quick reaction from the Hawkettes trying to keep this ball alive, and Abby Jackson will send back the free ball, and the Hawkettes forced to regroup defensively. On the right side, Cardinals rip it across, and a little too much on it from Emily Linneman. Makes it a match, game point, and a 10-point lead for St. Cecilia. Nicola sends it across, gets the point. First game goes to St. Cecilia, 25-14. We'll take a quick break and come back with our Allens of Hastings mid-set break right after these messages. It's high school volleyball on the Breeze, 94.5, KLIQFM.com.
If it's building a new home, residential remodeling, or a light commercial building, call John Gaspers Construction in Hastings, 463-4077. John Gaspers Construction will do the job from start to finish using professional expertise to satisfy your building ideas. John Gaspers Construction, call 463-4077. John and Pam wish the St. Cecilia sports team successful seasons and good luck to the Adams Central Hastings Hyatt area athletes. John Gaspers Construction, where they care enough to build it better.
Allen's, the You Get More Superstore. Check out the Food Mart, Wine Cellar, Pharmacy, Husker Shopping, Sporting Goods, plus a whole lot more. Allen's Photoshop now has state-of-the-art inkjet photo technology with unsurpassed color and clarity. Allen's develops 35mm true black and white and slide film, plus produces in-store prints from wallets to 40 by 60-inch posters. 1115 West 2nd, Hastings. Allen's, the You Get More Superstore. Check us out online with weekly specials at allensuperstore.com.
Bank of Donovan wishes the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals the best of luck. Visit the Bank of Donovan for all of your banking, investment, and insurance needs. Bank of Donovan has full-service locations in Donovan, Grand Island, and Hastings. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The Breeze, 94.5.
St. Cecilia takes a one-game lead, 25-14, and Coach Alan Ventura just two games away from picking up win number 700 against Donovan Trumbull, the head coach of which he used to coach. And they're doing it pretty much St. Cecilia all the way around. Solid blocking. Morgan Nicola, Brooke McWhirter at the line have done an excellent job for St. Cecilia. They put a lot of serves together, and they've minimized their errors on the service line. And St. Cecilia reaping the benefits in your Allens of Hastings mid-set break, brought to you by Allens, the You Get More Superstore on West 2nd Street in Hastings. Proud sponsors of the KLIQ Game of the Week. Glad to have you along here for this Game of the Week. Rob Onson here. Welcome all of you listening via the internet at KLIQFM.com. Feel free to drop us an email. Let us know what you think. Appreciate you tuning in. We get a lot of listeners from all over the world via the internet. And as a reminder also, you can get these games on podcast free of charge. In a couple of days, they'll be posted at KLIQFM.com. And you'll be able to download these games, share them with your friends, tell everyone if they want to catch volleyball action, here's the play. Second set about underway. Here we go. Abby Jackson starts it off for St. Cecilia now on the right side, serving from right to left, knocked out of bounds by Katie Pfeiffer. So St. Cecilia starts off with a 1-0 lead in set number two. Jackson drives this one across, and this is going to be an ace serve right on the money, right past Bailey Rainforth, and St. Cecilia quickly gains a 2-point lead in the second set. Jackson now picking her spot, runs, jumps, serves it across, tips the net, and right in front of Rainforth again, and it's a 3-point lead, and now we're going to get a substitution as Rainforth will add to the bench, and Elizabeth Royston will step in the middle for the Cardinals. Jackson gets the okay, drives this one across. This time she'll work the right side. Pushed over. No, almost pushed over. It was trying to get it back as a free ball was Molly Gruner, and it just hit off the bottom of her wrist and sails out of bounds. And the Hawkettes now up to a quick 4-0 lead. Jackson service off hard, off the hands of Royston, and into the back wall it goes. St. Cecilia now up 5-0. Royston will come back in to the bench, and Bailey Rainforth, 5'5 junior, will resume her position in the middle of that back row. Jackson fires it across, goes right at her, picked up nicely. Now the Cardinals regroup on the left side. Hard shot, cuts the corner. Molly Gruner gets it to go for the Cardinals. And the Cardinals finally will get the service now by 4 early in the second set, 5-1. Hawkettes now over on the right side. McWhirter lets it go, tries to get the corner, and it's going to go just out of bounds. And two quick points now put together for Donovan Trumbull. Good effort from McWhirter to try to get that to go. Here's the service now from Linneman. Hawkettes load up on the left side, through the block and off the arms of Kayla Hendrick. Solid effort by Brooke McWhirter. Gives the service back to St. Cecilia. Up 6-2 here in the second set. McWhirter drives this one across. Haydenfeld gets it now. Push over the left side and right back at it. Good block and a good cover by Molly Gruner as the Cardinals trying to keep it going. And then Kayla Hendrick tries to cut the corner from the back row and it sails out of bounds. And St. Cecilia makes it now a 7-2. They're going four deep now on Brooke McWhirter. Haydenfeld covers. Bumped over by Gruner. On the right side, Hawkettes come. Letting one rip was Tessa Chalupa, and she got a little too much on it. A little too much meat in that potato. And it's a 7-3 ball game in the second set. Cardinals now with the serve. It'll be Kayla Hendricks. Running jump serve. She comes up, fires it across, and sailing out of bounds. Wise decision. Libby Kissinger makes the right call, and St. Cecilia gets the service back. Up by 5 now. Shot goes over from Caitlin Ernst. Cardinals there to cover on the left side. Tipped over and into the net it goes from Bailey Rainforth. And St. Cecilia gets the point now up by 6, 9-3. Ernst on the right side. Stands, drives it across. Hayden Phelps there to cover. Push now on the back set. Driven across and covered by the Hawkettes. Now they're loading up on the left side. Buff Boom lets it go and gets it to go right on the line. Buff Boom cuts the angle and rips it down to the court and picks up St. Cecilia's 10th point. Timeout. Donovan Trumbull. We'll take a quick break as well. 10-3 our score in the second set. It's high school volleyball on the Breeze. 94.5 KLIQFM.com.
St. Cecilia High School is a private Catholic college preparatory school for grades 9 through 12, focusing on the student in a professional learning community, striving to provide a challenging academic experience while developing the whole student spiritually and socially. St. Cecilia students have contributed thousands of hours of community service to Hastings and the area. Students can participate in 12 sports programs, plus many other school activities, including academic decathlon and Teens for Life. Call Hastings Catholic Schools at 462-2105 and at stchastings.org.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back to Donovan High School. Rob Osmond here. And with KHAS-TV Sports Director Ed Littler. Fine ball game we're watching here, waiting for. See if Coach Pinkera is going to get win number 700 tonight. Could be that night. His protege, Coach Sarah Jones of Donovan Trumbull, stands in the way, but the Cardinals now. Lost the first set, 25-14. Trail the second set here by 7, 10-3. St. Cecilia with the service. Caitlin Ernst rears back, and we're back underway now. Set pushed up. Pass from Lineman now. Works over to the left side. Lineman lets it go. Hawkettes load up through the block. Comes Morgan Nicola. The freshman strikes it off the block down to the court. St. Cecilia gets the point. They're up 11-3 in the second set. Ernst on the right side stands, drives it right into the net, and that's that rare miscue for the Hawkettes. Cardinals now will send Taylor Haydenfeld back. The libero, 5-3, senior, the only starting senior for Donovan Trumbull, serves this one across, floats it in, and it drops right in front of Brooke McWhorter. Great spot, great location for Taylor Haydenfeld. 11-5 now. Donovan Trumbull trying to battle back. Another soft touch, another perfect placement for Taylor Haydenfeld. It looks the same on paper when you get an ace, whether you rip it down the line or you just float it in and drop it in the empty spot. Now she'll go back to the hard stuff. Busboom's there to cover. She'll loop right back to Busboom. This one across is picked up by Kayla Hendricks now. Cardinals load up on the left side. Solid shot. Bailey Rainforth got up, got a hand on it. Off the block it goes and out of bounds. Chalupa had her arm full of ball and just couldn't keep control of it. And Donovan Trumbull now trying to battle back. Down by four. Haydenfeld, soft touch. This one's covered by Kissinger. Chalupa on the right side rips it down right at Emily Lineman. Lineman handles it. Cardinals get it across. Hawkettes load up. Chalupa pushes it over. Now set from Lineman on the left side. Ripped down. And covered. Rainforth got a hold of it for the Cardinals. Free ball back from the Hawkettes now. Over on the left side one more time. Across through the block. Hawkettes are there to cover. Busboom on the left side. Into the net it goes. Tough block, but it's still in play. Cardinals going at it. Kirsten Sullivan rips one into the net for Donovan Trumbull. St. Cecilia will get it back. Impressive run for the Cardinals as they try to battle back in there now. It's St. Cecilia. Jessa Chalupa. Drives this one across, back set on the right side, and right down, nice read. Kirsten Sullivan swings over to the right side, gets a nice touch, and catches the Hawkettes leaning the wrong way, and gets the point in the service back for Donovan Trumbull now. 12-8 is our score. St. Cecilia leads. Donovan Trumbull battling back. They'll send Katie Pfeiffer to the line, running jump serve into the net, and right back. Almost got the spin, but couldn't quite carry it through. St. Cecilia gets the point now, up 13-8. Busboom goes back to serve. She drives this one across, and it's going to be too tough to handle. Haydenfeld got a hand on it. She had to dig a hole to get it, but somehow she got it. But it was unplayable for the Cardinals. Point belongs to St. Cecilia now, up 14-8. Busboom service now, right on the right side. Cardinals get it across. Did they get it through the block? Did they get it through the block? Through the block it did go. No one touched it. The ball sailed out of bounds. Cardinals thought someone touched it. They did not. St. Cecilia gets the point up 15 to 8. Cardinals load up on the left side. Kissinger goes down, grabs one. Chalupa makes a pass to McWhorter on the left side. She goes through the block. The ball bounces up, and the Cardinals now will reload. On the right side, Jackson to Chalupa. Pass back to McWhorter. McWhorter lets it go. Haydenfelt there to cover for the Cardinals on the left side. Shot up into the block. Bailey Rainforth got a hold of it, but it was blocked by McWhorter and Nicola. And St. Cecilia is going to get it back up 16-8. Brooks Bosboom will continue service. We're going to get a Donovan Trumbull timeout in the second set. St. Cecilia up by 8. You're listening to High School Volleyball on the Breeze, 94.5 KLIQFM.com.
To get your yard ready for the changing season, head to your neighborhood Ace store for great deals on Ace brand fertilizer. At Big G Ace in Hastings, buy 5,000 square feet of green turf lawn winterizer or winterizer weed and feed and get a $4 rebate limit too. By the time spring is sprung, your yard will be on its way to being the greenest on the block. For great deals on expert lawn and garden advice, trust the friendly folks at your neighborhood Ace store.
Quality products, great people, and helpful advice. Big G.
This is Bob Sherwood from Bambi Carpet and Donovan. With my 35-plus years installing flooring and ongoing training from Mohawk University, our staff and installers know what it takes to get the job done right. Remember us at Bambi Carpet and Donovan, where our service is the difference.
The Breeze, 94.5.
As expected, pretty big crowd on hand in Donovan Trumbull. Rob Austin with you for the KLIQ Game of the Week. Volleyball, Hastings St. Cecilia up 1-0 and leads the second set over Donovan Trumbull, 16-8. Busboom picks up the service right where she left off. Haydenfeld gets it now on the right side. Going to be pushed over by Kirsten Sullivan now. Jackson to McWhorter for the Hawkins. McWhorter finds the empty spot. Haydenfeld dove for it, but it was too late. McWhorter had too much zip on it. 17-8. St. Cecilia already up 1-0. Busboom, running jump serve, toes the line, zips it across, picked up nicely by Linneman. Now pass over in the middle, and right into the net it goes. Kirsten Sullivan just kind of rotated too much and brought the ball straight down. And point will belong to St. Cecilia. It's a 10-point lead. Busboom tries to increase it, knuckles one across. Haydenfeld watched the ball just float right into her, bounces off the side of her arm and into the crowd it goes. And St. Cecilia now up by 11, 19-8. Busboom now shifts things over to the left side. Drives this one across, and it's going to sail just out of bounds. She tries to change things around a little bit. It's 19-8. St. Cecilia on top. Cardinals with the service. Bailey Rainforth floats this one across. Pass to Jackson. Busboom from the back row lets it go, but it goes too low into the net. And it's 19-9. Cardinals trying to put a rally together. They had a nice little rally in the middle of the set. And St. Cecilia quickly got control of it now. Service from Rainforth goes out of bounds. And it's 20-9. St. Cecilia, check that. They gave that to the Cardinals, 20-10. We're going to have to check. Everybody got a point on that one, apparently. Busboom now works it on the left side. McWhorter drives it across. Good play from Rainforth to keep it alive for the Cardinals. We'll have to send it back in a free ball. And there to cover was Maggie Scope in for St. Cecilia. Jackson pass to Scope on the right side. Scope rips one off Haydenfeld and off the back wall. It'll go. And St. Cecilia will get the point. Now up 21-10. St. Cecilia well on their way now to pick up set number 2. They need but 4 points, and they're up by 11. Nicola left this one go. Morgan Nicola, the 5'9 freshman, sends one across that's too high. Haydenfeld gives chase but can't come down with it. 22-10. Substitution now into the ball game. Once again, Elizabeth Royston for Bailey Rainforth. Nicola picks up the serve, back set from the Cardinals off the return. Good job by Scope to keep it alive on the other side of the net, but it bounces down. Jackson couldn't get underneath it. Tough play by the Cardinals to keep service now. 22-11, our score. Sullivan drives it across. Busboom's there. Pass to Jackson. Hammered by McWhorter, but into the net it goes. She's trying to get through the block with the hammer and can't get it to go. And it's 22-12. Cardinals now cutting into this Hawkett lead. Ball floats across. Kissinger goes back to get it. Ends up on her backside, but she makes a good set in the process. McWhorter comes up, makes the hammer on the left side. Good block by Jackson and Scope. Jackson now with the Hawkett floating up. McWhorter, one more time. Into the net it goes. Just trying to blast it through that block and cannot get it to go on three occasions. So credit the Cardinals for cutting off that passing lane. And it's 22-13. Service continues from Sullivan. Clears the net. Busboom goes down to get it. Now Skoke in the middle. Drives it across. Picked up by the Cardinals as they will load up now in the middle. Hard shot. Empty spot on the floor. Molly Gruner had her eyes on that one all the way. She was not going to be denied on that one. The Hawkettes had rotated too far to the right. Left a big open spot, and the Cardinals were there to cover. Sullivan now. Continues service now. 22-14. Sullivan drives this one across. Busboom handles it to Kissinger, and it'll be a free ball sent back by Chalupa. Cardinals now back set on the right side, drives it across. Chalupa cut the angle and gets it in play for the Hawkettes. McWhorter lets one go, covered by Royston, and now it's going to be bumped over, free ball for the Hawkettes to load up. Jackson's pass to McWhorter. McWhorter drives it down. Now it's starting to work for her. 23-14, our score. To the bench comes Kirsten Sullivan. Checking the rotation now. I think somebody's out of position. We'll find out what the deal is. As Sullivan went out, Royston had to slide the cover, and now we're in the right configuration. Abby Jackson drives one across. Hayden Feld gets it. Pass over to the left side. Hard shot. Busboom's there to cover for the Hawkettes. Off the net. McWhorter can't get the play. It was a tough angle off the net. She tried to make the play and couldn't get it. And it's 23-15. They're four deep, the Hawkettes are, against Emily Linneman. Linneman drives to the cross. McWhorter pass to Jackson. Jackson to Chalupa. Chalupa soft touch, gets it over. Cardinals on the left side. Hard shot, open spot, and Kissinger was there, made the save of the day for St. Cecilia. And this one's going to be ripped back by Kayla Hendricks, and she wanted the touch and didn't get it. That was a hard shot. Cardinals fighting for this one. 24-15, set point for St. Cecilia. Shot through the block, hits the rotation. Molly Gruner went up and through the block, over the block, and down to the court it goes for the Cardinals. 24-16. Cardinals with the service now. Kayla Hendricks to serve. Back in the ball game is Bailey Rainforth. She'll take that left side position. Outside. Hendricks brings it across. Jackson lets it go, or Kissinger lets it go. Set belongs to St. Cecilia. 25-16. St. Cecilia takes two. They're one to go to get Coach Mancura win number 700. We'll take a quick break and come back with your Allens of Hastings mid-set break. You're listening to high school volleyball on the Breeze 94.5 and KLIQFM.com.
We're talking with Tom at Burt's Pharmacy in Hastings. We move into the fall season. Tom, there's something new here at Burt's, right?
Yes, Blaine. At Burt's Pharmacy, we now can email or text you when your prescriptions are ready if you would like this new feature. Call us or come see us here at Burt's Pharmacy on 14th. Your health is our number one concern here at Burt's.
Thank you, Tom. That's Tom at Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue. Stop at Burt's Drugstore downtown and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
When it comes to your Harvest Tire needs, you've got a friend in the field with CPI and Mr. Tire. Flat Out On Farm Tire Service helps keep harvest on schedule. CPI Mr. Tire serving all of South Central Nebraska.
CPI Mr. Tire has a right tire for you.
Ellen's, the You Get More Superstore. Check out the Food Mart, Wine Cellar, Pharmacy, Husker Shop, and Sporting Goods. Plus a whole lot more. Allen's Photoshop now has state-of-the-art inkjet photo technology with unsurpassed color and clarity. Allen's develops 35mm true black and white and slide film. Plus produces in-store prints from wallets to 40 by 60 inch posters. 1115 West 2nd Hastings. Allen's, the You Get More Superstore. Check us out online with weekly specials at allensuperstore.com.
With the You Get More Superstore.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back to Donovan Trumbull High School. Rob Austin with you in a match where Coach Alan Ventura of St. Cecilia looks to get win number 700 in 36 years, and he's on his way as the Hawkins have built a 2-0 lead over Donovan Trumbull, 25-14, 25-16. You're listening to the Allens Mid-set break brought to you by Allen's, the You Get More Superstore on West 2nd Street in Hastings. Proud sponsors of volleyball on KLIQ and KLIQFM.com. Well, this is it. Third set, now or never for the Cardinals. We knew that the Cardinals are a solid team. They're playing some fantastic volleyball, but I think the emotion for St. Cecilia has resolved itself in the form of determination for the Hawkettes as they are out here playing some fantastic volleyball to get win number 700. It would mean so much for them, so much for the program, and so much for a coach that's arguably one of the best in the state for high school volleyball. Third set just about underway. Donovan Trumbull will have the service. It'll be Emily Linneman to get things going. Busboom handles the service on the left side. Tipped up and covered. Ernst sent it across for the Hawkettes and then comes up for a big block. And did it get through the block? Yes, it did. No, it did not. It did not. So for the first time in three sets, Donovan Trumbull wins the first point. They're up 1-0. Back to serve. Linneman one more time. Pass from Jackson to McWhorter. Haydenfeld went down to get it. Nice play for the Cardinals. Trying to make something out of it now. Hendricks sends it across to the back row. Hawkettes get it, bounces around, and it'll be pushed over by Jackson as the Hawkettes have lost track of it. Good effort. Through the block and out of bounds it goes, and now Donovan Trumbull has picked up a second point, up 2-0 in set number three. Emily Linneman has just done exactly what she needs to do, put this ball into play, and the rest of the Cardinals have stepped up and have made a match out of this now. McWhorter finally gets it down to the court, and she hammers one down just out of the reach of Haydenfeld, and St. Cecilia now on the board in set three, 2-1. Back to serve, Abby Jackson. Jackson with that hard-running serve. Jumps up, fires it across. Haydenfeld gets it. Pass over now and down through the block. Good job by Caitlin Ernst to bring it back. Jackson now goes off her hand and can't quite get it. And Donovan Trumbull playing some inspired volleyball now, up by 2-3-1. First lead. Check that. Their first lead actually since the first set when they led 4-3. Hard shot and just out of bounds it goes, but not by much. St. Cecilia will pick up the point trailing by one. It's 3-2. Donovan Trumbull. Brooke McWhorter back to serve. McWhorter, 5'9", senior, walks this one up, pops it across. Haydenfeld, pass over to Linneman, and then brought down quickly. Bailey Rainforth had all day to adjust to this beautiful set. Drives it down to the empty spot in the court. Donovan Trumbull has doubled up their lead over St. Cecilia 4-2 in the third set. A must-win set for the Cardinals. Taylor Haydenfeld back to serve. The only starting senior. Senior gets it to bounce right down to the court. Kissinger had it well played, but when it hit the net, it threw off her timing. And point belongs to the Cardinals now, up 5-2, their biggest lead of the evening. 3 points, Haydenfeld. To Busboom. Over the left side, Chalupa is there. Ernst to cover. Busboom hammers it through. Haydenfeld gets a nice play on it. Cardinals from the left side drives it across. Rainforth lets it go. Now the Hawkettes load up. Chalupa on the right side again. Back it goes. Hawkett now. Back set. Chalupa one more time. Drops it in. Diving effort by Kayla Henrich. And then into the net it goes from Bailey Rainforth. Good volley there. And St. Cecilia had to fight hard to get that one back. Great plays on both sides of the net. 5-3 now. Cardinals lead by 2. Ernst, Caitlin Ernst fires it across. It's covered by the Cardinals on the right side into the block. Right back down it goes. Bust, boom, and Nicola let it go. And it's 5-4, St. Cecilia. Have not led here in set 3. Can tie it up right here. Service from Caitlin Ernst. Hayden Feld handles it for the Cardinals now. In the middle, it's going to be bumped over and out of bounds. Good effort from Rainforth. And we're tied up at 5 as the ball sailed out of bounds. So Caitlin Ernst now with a chance to get St. Cecilia the lead. In the third set, they took the first two rather handedly. Hawkes go up again. I don't know who got it, Bus Boom or Nicola, but somebody came down and will get credit for a kill. And St. Cecilia has regained the lead as that ball found a vastly barren spot on the court. Service again from Ernst now, covered by the Cardinals. Jackson has to go. She'll pass back to Ernst, to Haydenfeld on the other side. In the middle now, hard shot. Rick flips the defenders. Hayden Kirsten Sullivan got it to go. Sullivan made it happen. And we're tied at 6. Cardinals battling in this third set. Busboom handles the service. On the right side, Chalupa winds up. Good block. Kirsten Sullivan climbs up solo and bats it right back. Busboom takes the pass over, and she'll drive this one off the Cardinals' defense and into the crowd. It'll go. And St. Cecilia gets the service back. Shot is over. Haydenfeld now. Covers in the middle. Saved by the Cardinals. Chalupa dives in. Jackson passes to Busboom. Busboom touches it over. Just touched it over. And the carry is going to be called on Donovan Trumbull. And St. Cecilia now. Up by 2. 8-6. Chalupa drives this one across. Haydenfeld passes over to the right side. Cardinals bring it back on the left side. Through the block it goes. They're going to get it right back. Bailey Rainforth made the most out of that one, and the Cardinals are back in business. Trailing by 1. In to serve will be Elizabeth Royston. Royston lines up in the middle, right directly behind Haydenfeld. Service goes over. Kissinger to Jackson on the left side. Hammered down just out of bounds from Morgan Nicola. And we are tied up at 8. The Cardinals are battling. They're hanging in here in set number 3. Down 2 sets to nothing. Royston drives this one across. Nice pass by McWhorter to Jackson. To Busboom. Haydenfeld makes the adjustment. Good cover by the Cardinals. Pushed over. Busboom pass to Jackson now in the middle. Brought down by Morgan Nicola. Good cover by Royston. Hawkett's load up now on the left side. It's Busboom climbing up through the block. Haydenfeld covers for the Cardinals. Cardinals now load up. Just touched over. Gets the roll. And Nicola turned her back on it. And it bounced right behind her. It hit the net. Spun around the net. And dropped right behind Morgan Nicola, who had given up on it. And the Cardinals now have the lead back by 1. 9-8. Royston continues the service. McWhorter to Nicola. Nicola makes us pay for that one. Perhaps getting back as she hammered that one, and we're back to being tied at 9. St. Cecilia with the serve. Brooke Busboom will handle the duty. Busboom now works her way over to the right side. Very powerful running jump serve. Steps up, jumps, drives it across. It's a knuckler. Haydenfeld covers it on the right side. Brought down quick and just out of bounds from Kirsten Sullivan. St. Cecilia will pick up the lead, 10-9. Busboom now touches, just touch to the left now, just clears the net, covered by the Cardinals. Haydenfeld's going to have to send it over as a free ball from the libero position. Jackson makes a pass to McWhorter on the left side. It's going to go through the block off of one of the returners and into the crowd. It's going to go. St. Cecilia will pick up the point now. They're up by 2. which ties their biggest lead of this set. 11-9, timeout. Donovan Trumbull in the third set. We'll take a quick break. It's high school volleyball on the Breeze, 94.5, KLIQFM.com.
Rivals Bar and Grill. Fun food, 12 big screen TVs, 8 personal table TVs, daily specials, more than 50 food items. Rivals also has weekend food specials. This weekend it's 3 cuts of prime rib and drink specials. That's this Friday and Saturday night. Check out the jerseys of local and area athletes on the Wall of Honor. Great sports atmosphere, friendly service, delicious food. Join the Rivals team at Rivals Bar and Grill, Osborne Drive East, next to Tractor Supply Company in Hastings. Open 11 a.m. 7 days a week.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back to Donovan Trumbull. Rob Osmond in Cardinal Country, where the Cardinals are digging in, trying to make a match out of it. Paint Cecilia up 2-0. And here in the third set, Hawkettes lead by 2, 11-9. Brooke Busboom back to serve from the right side. Drives this one across. Royston is there, passes up on the left side, sent back free ball from Lineman. Jackson in the middle, Nicola lets this one go. It's going to be covered by Haydenfeld. She's been busy in the backcourt for the Cardinals. Through the block it goes. Kayla Henrich hung in there and gets the point for the Cardinals. 11-10. Cardinals down by one here in the third set, a must-win set. Alan Ventura, coach of the Hawkettes, looking for his 700th victory. Hawkettes would like to give it to him right here tonight. Nick Werder on the left side gets it through the blockers, down to the court it goes, point St. Cecilia. And it's back to a two-point lead. 12-10 is our score. Back to serve for St. Cecilia, Morgan Nicola. 5-9 freshman. Drives this one across. Well placed, but covered by the Cardinals. And over the net is going to be Caitlin Ernst. She got all kinds of altitude and reached over and broke that one up. And she'll be called for it. So the Cardinals will get it back. Again, trailing by one. 11-12, Cardinals. Digging in deep. Jackson now. McWhorter will have to bump it over. And here come the Cardinals on the right side. Pass comes across, and just out of bounds. Was it blocked? Was it touched? No, it was not. St. Cecilia's going to get it back. Good effort by the Cardinals, but didn't get the touch they were looking for. 13-11, our score. Jackson with the serve. Diving and just underneath the net, but out of bounds it goes. Good effort by Katie Pfeiffer. 14-11, the score now in the third set. 3-point lead for St. Cecilia. Hard shot as the Cardinals try to get it to go. Jackson passes for the Hawkettes, pushed over, free ball, McWhorter. Haydenfeld goes back to get it for the Cardinals, and they'll push it over as a free ball. Jackson now makes a bump to the right side. Chalupa drives it across, gets the angle, but a little too much on it. Out of bounds it goes. Donovan Trumbull trails by 2, 14-12. Royston to the bench, back in. Bailey Rainforth. For the Cardinals, back to serve, Kayla Henrich. She'll wind up, drive this one across, goes back to get it, pass to Jackson in the middle now. Ernst gets it to go. Cardinals on the left side, hard shot. Ernst up there to block it, pass it right back to the Cardinals. One more time, Chalupa does it this time, and a carry called on the Cardinals. Point belongs to St. Cecilia. Up 15-12 here in the third set. Brooke McWhorter drives this one across, Haydenfeld. Pass over to the right side, and down it goes. Molly Gruner was not going to be denied that one. Perfect set, perfect read around the block. It goes down to the court, and point belongs to Donovan Trumbull, down by 2 to serve Taylor Haydenfeld. Haydenfeld drives this one across. Busboom to Jackson, to Chalupa. Chalupa drives it down, and getting an arm on it was Kayla Henrich, but it was errant all the way. And St. Cecilia will get the serve back up by 3, 16-13. Ernst drives it across now, pass over to the left side from the Cardinals, hammered in, but Kirsten Sullivan got too much ball and drives it into the net. 17-13, it's a 4-point Hawkett Lee checking the rotation now, making sure everybody's in the right position for Donovan Trumbull. Everything checks out fine, and we'll get back to action now. Referee's trying to make sure everyone's in the right spot. They are. Caitlin Ernst floats this one way out of bounds. And the Cardinals will get it back down by three, 17-14. They dropped the first set, 25-14 and 25-16 for the second set. Now the Cardinals trying to stay alive and deny Coach Ben Kier of the Hawkettes win number 700. Busboom through the block. Gets it to drop and gets the point for St. Cecilia. Service returns to the Hawkettes, up by four now, 18-14. Tessa Chalupa will fly this one across, and it goes off the hand of Haydenfeld. She changed her mind at the last second, was not going to play it, because that ball was going to sail out of bounds, and when she tried to get out of the way, that ball skipped off her hand. So Chalupa will reload on the right side, drives it across, picked up by Rainforth now in the middle, and too much on it. One more time, Kirsten Sullivan gets too much arm and too much of it. 20-14 now. Time running out for Donovan Trumbull. Chalupa sends it across. Cardinals through the block. Good play by Nicola to keep it alive, and a carry is going to be called. That's a great effort by the Hawkettes. Morgan Nicola did well to get a handle on it to keep it going, but it's called for the carry. And it's 20-15. Back in now to serve for Donovan Trumbull. Off the bench, Elizabeth Royston, the 5'3 sophomore, in the middle of the court, drives this one across. Kissinger handles it. Pass to Jackson. To Nicola. Nicola through the block, off the block, down to the court. In it is. St. Cecilia gets the point, up by six. 21-15. Hawkettes now with the service again from Busboom. She'll step up, drive it across. It floats in, picked up by Royston. Passed over, and it's going to be a free ball from Linneman. Kissinger to Jackson on the left side now. McWhorter gets it to go. Haydenfeld makes a great play for the Cardinals to keep it alive, and Donovan sends it over. Busboom, Jackson, Nicola clears the net. Here comes the Cardinals into the block from Hendricks. Nicola and Jackson were up there now. Off of the arm of Kissinger and out the backcourt it goes. And St. Cecilia will turn it over. 21-16, a 5-point Hawkett lead. Must win for the Cardinals. Got to put it together. Kirsten Sullivan winds up, running jump serve, drives this one across. Busboom handles it. Jackson has to float out of bounds to get it, but makes the cover. Free ball from Nicola goes over to the other side and out of bounds. And it's 21-17. Cardinals not going away easy, I'll tell you that much. They're here to play. Fine ball club as Coach Sarah Jones. Sullivan to Kissinger now. Jackson, Chalupa lets it go from the back row, but it goes into the net. And it's 21-18. 3-point lead now as the Cardinals continue to cut into it. Back to serve one more time. Kirsten Sullivan running jump serve, drives into the net. It goes. And St. Cecilia will pick up the point, 22-18. Credit Coach Van Cura for not calling a timeout. A lot of confidence in these girls. Service now from Morgan Nicola. Cardinals send it over. Free ball now. Nice job by Abby Jackson. Good read off the return. She took a good pass from Ernst and just dinked it over. And it's 23-18. 2 points needed for St. Cecilia to give Coach Ben Kira his 700th win of his high school career. Hawkettes now load up. Jackson over to the left side. McWhorter through the block. Haydenfeld hangs in there for the Cardinals to get it. Pushed over by Rainforth. Hawkett down the left side. McWhorter cuts the angle. Royston's there to handle it for the Cardinals. Now bumped over and out of bounds it goes from Molly Gruner. And it is match point. 24-18. Timeout is called. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to High School Volleyball on the Breeze. 94.5 KLIQFM.com.
Quality Printing can be an effective calling card for your business or organization, like the quality printing you get from Vaughn's Printers. Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vaughn's Printers serves Hastings and the area with quality printing from creative layouts to finished products. Experience, effort, excellence, and equipment, all making Vaughn's Printers your full-service printer. Make it happen with color printing and Canon Digital at Vaughn's Printers, 222 East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back to High School Volleyball Match Point right here, 24-18, St. Cecilia. He's 1 point to get Coach Alan Van Cura his 700th win in his 36th year of coaching volleyball. And they can do it right here. Back to serve now, Morgan Nicola, the freshman, has it in her hand. She'll drive it across. It's picked up from Hendricks. St. Cecilia now, fans coming alive, but Boone covers. Jackson passing to McWhorter. McWhorter gets it to go. Off of Haydenfeld into the third. Game, set, match. St. Cecilia 700 win for Coach Alan Van Cura. What a fantastic finish for St. Cecilia. And you heard it right here on KLIQ as St. Cecilia takes it 3-0 over Jonathan Trumbull, just being announced now, and a big round of applause all the way. Fantastic accomplishment for Coach Alan Van Cura. We are going to take a quick break. We hope to be talking to both of the coaches here shortly and get a wrap-up of this one. But St. Cecilia gets the win. Coach Van Cura gets his 700th victory against the staunch Donovan Trumbull team. We'll wrap it all up here coming up in just a moment. You're listening to High School Volleyball on the Breeze, 94.5 KLIQFM.com.
When it comes to your harvest tire needs, you've got a friend in the field, CPI Mr. Tire. Combine farm tires are 1,016 cash and carry for size 24.5 by 32 12 ply. Truck tires and straddle duals are also on sale. CPI Mr. Tire has 9 tire units to serve you when trouble stops you in the field. CPI Mr. Tire, serving all of South Central Nebraska.
To get your yard ready for the changing season, head to your neighborhood Ace store for great deals on Ace brand fertilizer. At Big G Ace in Hastings, buy 5,000 square feet of green turf lawn winterizer or winterizer weed and feed and get a $4 rebate limit too. By the time spring is sprung, your yard will be on its way to being the greenest on the block. For great deals on expert lawn and garden advice, trust the friendly folks at your neighborhood Ace store.
Quality products, great people, and helpful advice. Big G Ace.
This is Bob Sherwood from Bambi Carpet and Donovan. With my 35-plus years installing flooring and ongoing training from Mohawk University, our staff and installers know what it takes to get the job done right. Remember us at Bambi Carpet and Donovan, where our service is the difference.
St. Cecilia High School is a private Catholic college preparatory school for grades 9 through 12, focusing on the student in a professional learning community, striving to provide a challenging academic experience while developing the whole student spiritually and socially. St. Cecilia students have contributed thousands of hours of community service to Hastings and the area. Students can participate in 12 sports programs, plus many other school activities, including academic decathlon and Teens for Life. Call Hastings Catholic Schools at 462-2105 and at stchastings.org.
Bank of Donovan wishes the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals the best of luck. Visit the Bank of Donovan for all of your banking, investment, and insurance needs. Bank of Donovan has full-service locations in Donovan, Grand Island, and Hastings. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back to Donovan Trumbull High School. Rob Osmond with you, and congratulations all around to Coach Alan Van Cura for picking up win number 700. He's being sworn. Pictures already being taken, and a fantastic job for a very, very fine coach. We're going to get him up here in just a moment to get a quick word with him, but right now we're letting everyone else have at him. And some more pictures being taken. Absolutely fantastic accomplishment in 36 years of coaching. Coach Van Cura picks up win number 700, and they do it tonight against Donovan Trumbull, 25-14, 25-16, and then 25-18. Cardinals trying to make a match out of it. We're going to see if we can get a word with Coach Sarah Jones as well. who was a player for Coach Ventura, coached the middle school, coached the club team for St. Cecilia, helped out at St. Cecilia coaching well as a grad assistant, as well as a grad assistant for Coach Abishan, and has come to Donovan Trumbull to work on a program that last year was 3-25, and already this year has amassed a record that now is 9-4. So already they have surpassed last year and are just absolutely building on it. So congratulations also to Donovan Trumbull. Very fine ball club in C2. They do an excellent job. The rest of the season looks like this for Donovan Trumbull. What's up next for them is the Adams Central invite that will take place this weekend. They've got a match with Ravenna, Kearney Catholic, Ord, and Giltner all at home. I believe that to be correct. Heartland and St. Paul in their immediate future also. Again now at 9-4. St. Cecilia improves to 10-2. Winners of now 8 in a row. And they're all set to go to the Holdridge Invitational. St. Paul's in the mix there this weekend as well. And then they'll have the St. Cecilia tournament coming up at the end of the month, next week. Ventura, Broken Bow included in that mix. So some tough times coming up for Hastings St. Cecilia, but immediately now the focus becomes on how to celebrate win number 700 for Coach Alan Ventura, and he does it in fine fashion against one of his former students. And we hope to get Coach Jones up here in just a little bit, but right now the celebration continues as Coach Ventura now being interviewed by media reps as everybody wants to get their piece of the coach and share in this celebration. Win number 700, that is huge for high school volleyball. Not many coaches can say that. Of course, not many coaches have stayed the course that Coach Ventura has in 36 years. So we're hoping that the coaches will get up here and we'll have a opportunity to do so. I tell you what, we're going to take a quick break. We'll see if we can get the coach's attention and get one of them to come up here and get a quick word from them. So stay with us. A lot more to hear from as we wrap up St. Cecilia's victory over Donovan Trumbull and Coach Ventura's 700th win here for St. Cecilia as the Hawkettes come up 3-0. We'll be right back. You're listening to High School Volleyball on The Breeze, 94.5 and KLIQFM.com.
If it's building a new home, residential remodeling, or a light commercial building, call John Gaspers Construction in Hastings, 463-4077. John Gaspers Construction will do the job from start to finish using professional expertise to satisfy your building ideas. John Gaspers Construction, call 463-4077. John and Pam wish the St. Cecilia sports team successful seasons and good luck to the Adams Central Hastings Hyatt area athletes. John Gaspers Construction, where they care enough to build it better.
Welcome back one more time to Donovan High School. Rob Osmond with you, joining us now, head coach of St. Cecilia, Coach Alan Ventura. Coach, congratulations on win number 700. It's got to feel pretty good.
Well, thanks, Rob. I guess it's just a relief to have it over with because, I could sense, especially at practice last night, we didn't have a great practice. And I know part of it was probably because of the fact that we had homecoming last week and we had a tournament on Saturday and kids were just physically tired. And then you throw this on.
Okay, we had a little bit of technical difficulty, lost power here in Donovan Trumbull and all the celebration and everything. We're talking with head coach St. Cecilia, the Hawkettes, Coach Alan Ventura. And Coach, about big win number 700. How big is this win for games that you've coached throughout your career? How big is win number 700?
Well, it's more than about half a dozen coaches that have reached that level that you get because of longevity, sticking in with it long enough. And I've been fortunate enough to have some great players to work with. This group is obviously no exception. I've had, good support from our administration and our parents. And my wife has been so supportive to me, throughout the years that I've done this. And I've been blessed with great assistant coaches. Rob Kober has been with me for a long time. And before Rob, Sandy was my assistant. And she still is kind of like an unwritten assistant for me because I discuss a lot of volleyball with her. So I've had a lot of help in this along the way.
Well, I tell you, Coach, it is absolutely fantastic to see that. You talk about some of the fine players that you've had along your career. How ironic is it that you get to face a coach that was a player for you not too terribly long ago, as a matter of fact?
No, that's right. In fact, we even tried to hire her as a teacher a couple years ago. It was just one of those things, how it worked out. And, you know, Tara's doing a nice job here down at Donovan with the kids, and she's bringing them right along. And they're going to be a force to be reckoned with down the road. And we were fortunate to come out of here with a win tonight.
Well, again, it's a big one, too, 700. But let's talk about this team here, putting it all together for you. How does this team look for you guys this year?
Well, you know, I kind of alluded to the fact that we didn't probably play our best match tonight. We made a lot of errors that are probably a little bit uncharacteristic of us. But again, I attributed that to still showing signs of fatigue from last week and everything else that was going on with homecoming and, you know, the 700 thing. And so I'm hoping that, we can just kind of get back to some of the basics here in the next couple of days, because we got some big tests down the road, some major games that we have to be ready to play. If we're trying to be, staying in contention for a wild card or win a district, so to speak, we can't afford, setbacks down the road where we think we should win. So our goal is just to keep improving night in and night out. And, yeah, there's going to be some bumps in the road, but we have to overcome those and again, just get better.
Well, I tell you, in all your years, you've got that experience factor, and the girls have obviously bought into your program. How do you measure success at this point?
Well,
I mean, your standards got to be a lot higher than a lot of other coaches, and the girls seem to respond to that.
Well, I think, this goes back quite a few years. Once we got a tradition established that, we could win in volleyball, the kids just kind of bought into it, and it just seems like it's from year to year, the kids believe that they can win, and obviously they put in a lot of time, during the season and as well as off season, with club ball and during the summertime with weights and agilities. And I think the weights and agilities has been a big improvement for a lot of our players this year, because I think we're stronger than we've been in the past, and we need to be to play some of the teams we have to come up against, because, even though this team might have a little more height than what we've had in the past, we're still by no means a tall team.
Well, you guys look awful solid, and you're off to a good 10-2 start this year, though the schedule does get a little bit tough for you down the road, Coach, but we certainly wish you the best of luck on your next 700 victories.
Well, I don't think they'll be that many, Rob. Thank you very much for covering our game tonight.
All right, we appreciate it. Thanks so much, Coach. And, again, congratulations on win number 700. And the Hawkettes improved to 10-2. And the Coach will go down. They've got all kinds of 700 win cookies and all kinds of good things going on for them. We're going to try to get Coach of Donovan Trumbull, Coach Tara Jones, over here, who has, again, as Coach alluded to, the fact that she used to play for him, as boy, Coach Van Curie just got himself a big Eileen cookie there with 700 wins on it. And right now we are joined by the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals head coach, Tara Jones. Tara Jones, I'm sorry, I've been mispronouncing it all day long. Tara, well, congratulations. You guys, first of all, since you played for Coach Van Curie, what did it mean to you when you knew that you were coming in to play him for that 700th win for him?
As excited I was for him, I wanted to take it away from him so bad, just to have that just fight in me that he taught us all. So I'm proud of him. That's a huge accomplishment. So I've got mixed emotions about it, as every coach would, but I'm really happy for him.
Yep. Absolutely. Well, from playing with him, and you could be honest, what kind of coach is he really?
Quiet. He's really quiet, but they're doing a lot of stuff that I'm seeing lots different. He's doing a really good job with these girls. He's very focuses on his passing. They were really scrappy tonight. But I'm going to probably agree that this is probably the best team that they've ever had. This is the first time I've ever seen St. Cecilia with height. We've always been short, concentrating on our defense. But this year, I mean, they're running a lot and really offense-focused. And that's a big change from...
Well, he has some very high praise for you, too. And I got to tell you, looking at the Cardinals this year as compared to last year, night and day, you have revamped a program and brought some life back into it. And there's a little flair of Hawkett and Hastings College Bronco as well in there.
Yeah. These girls are doing college workouts. They're really working hard for me. Concentrating, we're really focusing in practice, and they're finally carrying it over. I mean, last year's record doesn't really show us, but I was seeing a lot of good things last year that we're starting to really turn over. So this year we finally got some wins under our belt that are actually showing what's going on here at Donovan.
How tough is it to get the girls? You hear a lot about people buying into the program, but how tough is it to get a team that goes from 3-25 to all of a sudden now playing three times better as far as paper goes? How tough is it to get them to buy into the
program? Extremely tough. There's a lot of tears. There's a lot of emotion involved. These girls are going through a lot, but you know what? They're sticking with it. They're working for me. They're working with each other. I'm seeing a lot of stuff in practice, but they're competing against each other. And our goal this year is to end every practice with something positive. Okay, so if we're doing a drill and we don't finish with something good, I've got girls that are juniors that are stepping up saying, hey, we're not leaving until we're getting it perfect. So.
Well, and another thing that is good is that you get a bunch of girls who taste defeat and know it and know how to lose. It's tough to pick up that winning habit.
Yeah, still new for us.
And get it. But then now they're getting it. They got a taste of it. And I could see there were a lot of sparks out there tonight where things were starting. Nobody gave up. Nobody hung their head. Everybody was starting to play a little bit. And you can see this is a team that's got a little special chemistry in the brew here.
Yeah, they've been together with each other for a long time, and they're young. Only got one senior this year, so the good news is they're coming back.
Yeah, well, absolutely, and this season's still
long
nice.
Way to go.
You got a long way to go, and a sharp bunch of girls there. So you guys, I'm certain, are going to pick up some big wins on the way. It's got to be a big pat in the back for you to know that hey, they're within reach and they can turn a season around real quick.
Yes, they can. We're learning from our mistakes and just taking one game at a time.
Okay, well, Coach, again, Tara Jones, thank you so much for spending a little time with us and sharing your experience with Coach Van Kuren.
Thank you.
Best of luck to you as well.
Thank you.
Okay, thanks so much. We're going to take a quick break. We'll come back and wrap things up here from Donovan Trumbull High School as St. Cecilia gets win number 700 for Coach Alan Van Kuren. You're listening to High School Volleyball on The Breeze, 94.5 KLIQFM.com.
St. Cecilia High School is a private Catholic college preparatory school for grades 9 through 12, focusing on the student in a professional learning community, striving to provide a challenging academic experience while developing the whole student spiritually and socially. St. Cecilia students have contributed thousands of hours of community service to Hastings and the area. Students can participate in 12 sports programs, plus many other school activities, including academic decathlon and Teens for Life. Call Hastings Catholic Schools at 462-2105 and at stchastings.org.
Breeze 94.5.
Welcome back one last time to Donovan Trumbull High School. Rob Osman wrapping up a fantastic win for Hastings St. Cecilia. Again, they improved to 10-2 on the season with a 25-14, 25-16, 25-18 win over Donovan Trumbull. It's the 10th win of the season for the Hawkettes, but it's the 700th win in the 36th year for Coach Alan Van Kura. The milestone met tonight here in Donovan Trumbull. Donovan Trumbull falls to 9-4 and still a fairly solid season under Coach Tara Jones. So they've got an absolutely great program. They're going to keep going. And I'll wrap things up on that note. Thanks so much for spending a little time with us. A reminder that you can get this game on podcast, download it, share it with your friends, and don't hesitate to drop us an email at kliqfm.com. Always like to hear from you and suggestions for games and all kinds of fun things that we'd certainly like to do and appreciate your listenership online and on the air as well. So we'll wrap things up from Donovan Trumbull. I'm Rob Osmond. Have yourself a great evening, and we'll catch you Friday for high school football right here on the Breeze as we'll travel to Ravenna as the Blue Jays will host the St. Cecilia Blue Hawks in a matchup in Ravenna. And we'll see if anyone can stop that Hawkette or the Blue Hawk machine, if you will, this year in high school football. So that's where we'll be this Friday. Hope you can join us. Again, thanks for wrapping up or hanging in here with us despite our technical difficulties as St. Cecilia picks up win number 700 for Coach Alan Van Kuren. Rob Osmond saying have yourself a good night, and we'll see you on Friday.